Why do you think is it that you began to collect this material and hold on to it?
Well, why would I throw it out is the first answer I would give you. You know, they say an Irishman always answers a question with another question. But so I wanted to keep it together. And it stood to reason anyway, because if you're in film and you're making films, you can always go back to your archive to refer to something or keep something. And there's no way that I was going to throw out original tapes that Sean O'Riordan had sent me to have rehearsals with the group. Music that we hadn't heard before, many of us. Many of the tunes were new to us, and Sean had gone back to old sources to collect a lot of this music. And of course then he was based in the Gaeltacht in Coolay, and when he was working in the Abbey, of course he was up in Dublin every week, all of the week almost, but then when he got the new position down in UCC, the time wasn't available to him, and he would send me up the tapes so that I could give the tunes to the musicians, which I'd call them together and I'd get a rehearsal room in what was then Radio Éireann in Henry Street, and we'd practice there. And the tunes were new to us, and it was a wonderful collection. Now, it doesn't matter that the tapes were recorded by Sean on an out-of-tune piano. That wasn't the important part. The important part was the structure of the tunes and his instructions to us as how we should actually handle that particular tune.
But you were a relatively young man at the time, and yet you uniquely recognised that you were living through a significant period when Irish music was developing, and you held on to a lot of the archives of that time.
Well, you wouldn't believe it now, and young people just don't understand it when they hear that really Irish music was not being listened to. Young people weren't listening, and I felt that if only I could think of something that make them, especially now, I should mention, especially whistle and pipes, they weren't listening to them at all, and there weren't all that many pipers around. So I thought of having this story about Ludin MacLou, leprechaun, who would have a friend, a little white mouse, who was always getting into trouble. And when the mouse would get into trouble, he'd call for Ludin, and Ludin would come along and play his magic tune on the whistle. And at that time, I used to do it live in Radio Éireann. Paddy and myself would go down sometime before 5 o'clock. The headlines were at five, and after the headlines, the programmes would go out. And so I was telling a story. I would do the voices and that kind of thing. And Paddy, I would point to a row of whistles on the table that Paddy had out in front of him. And the little mouse's troubles all came to an end as soon as the magic tune was played.
But you've kept the scripts for many of these programmes.
You
held on to all that material. And
it must
give you some sort of satisfaction that it will find a home where it will be well looked after and distributed. Now, even some of it through the internet because of the new technology.
That's right. Yeah, things have changed so much. And with modern technology, it's absolutely fantastic. That's what I'm very happy about. You know, that the collection is to be in I won't say one place, because the academies that the Ullscoil or the university have are in the different Gaeltachts, which is great. And eventually a lot of the stuff, including the equipment, will be down in Anhiarurua in Connemara, where I first began taking pictures of the local Connemara people in the Gaeltacht.